Now, if the word kawaii doesn't mean much to you at this point, it's soon going to mean an awful lot because it's the name of an incredibly delicious, warm, cuddly, caring album that has just come out by the incredible Aja, who I have on the line with me. Good morning.
Morena.
How
Morena.
Are you?
I'm good. You know what? I'm good. For this hour of the morning, I'm feeling a massive sense of relief and happiness. So I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. What's it like? It must be like a weight off your shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, it's been a long-awaited album, you know, and especially my first album. I feel like I've been doing this mahi all my life, so it's finally, you know, it's good that it's finally arrived and we're here.
And congratulations, because not only have you've arrived with something absolutely phenomenal. How do you feel about it?
Man, you know, this has always been a special project, and I've absolutely, you know, tread the waters lightly and with a lot of care, and so it means so much, and I'm just stoked to be able to share it, really. A piece in a window into my life and what I'm about, I suppose, as an artist. So yeah, it's massive.
And what was that like, kind of, you know, opening the curtain up a little bit, letting people peek in? Are you, you know, one to share, or do you tend to be quite a private person?
I'd say I'm pretty private, you know. You know, I'm a homebody, I'm a mama, and life is what it is at home, and we keep it real, you know, which is cool. But this has always been something that I've always wanted to do. I suppose I feel like it's just part of my calling in a sense, but also, yeah, I mean, now I've opened the curtains completely and this is it now.
You're just torn them down. They're like, the window's open now.
Yeah, no, the blinds are up, man, and it's time. So, yeah, I'm ready now, which is cool.
And when I say massive, part of it, I mean, literally as well. Like, it's 15 tracks. It's pretty big.
Yeah, man. Some of these songs are 20 years plus, and so, you know, we've collated quite a lot of material over the years and then more recently. And, you know, these are just little stories and narratives, like tribal narratives of my iwi, and you know, every song has its own story, so it is massive. And 15 tracks is something I'm pretty proud of. Absolutely.
Oh, you absolutely should be. So, how did this all come together? Like, are we talking lots and lots of recording sessions? Like a few real, like, powerhouse kind of moments of writing, recording? Like, how did it all come together?
Well, you know, when I think about the 7 years, I mean, I was at the time living in Christchurch in North Auckland with my partner, Tola Newbury, you know, the Newburys down in Littleton. And, so, you know, together we had two little ones close together. And so I was being mama and writing and composing at home, and then COVID hit. And so there was all of that. But also I had done, you know, two wonderful sessions with my band, and all thanks to Maratike, actually, who introduced me to just deadly musos. And so I flew back to Wellington, back to my hometown, and we recorded over 2 weekends. We did most of the album tracks, and, you know, and then basically trying to finish writing to those pieces of music. And then, you know, it's all sort of come together really over this year as well, as I had to put a deadline in because I was like, we're not going past 8 years. So it's time to just, you know, get it sorted. And but no, it's been a wonderful journey, and I just can't thank them enough, everyone that's collaborated and featured on the album. You know, it's nothing without them too. So
Yeah, and I think that's such a Yeah, that's something I love, particularly, I think, with Aotearoa music and making music in this country, is the collaborative nature and the familial nature of all the musicians, I think, is really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're all part of, you know, the New Zealand music scene, and really it's a small, well, you know, it's a small community, but I think at the end of the day, we're all the whakapapa of New Zealand music, you know, and those before us. So it's great to be part of that for sure.
And I tell you what, like this album is making a huge mark on our music. I think, like, it's just so insanely good. Now, what's next? Do we get to, you know, we're coming into summer, beautiful time to, you know, do some live singing.
Yeah.
Can we expect to hear much of it?
Well, you know, at the moment, I haven't, you know, as such, created an Asia tour, especially for the release of this album just yet. But you know, I'm going to look at that more so for next year, hopefully. Otherwise, I'm writing on the back of LAB tour, which will be coming up in January, which is awesome. And so I'll be opening up with a massive lineup again, and that's between basically Taranaki, Taupō and Whangarei. So I can't wait to do that little tour up here on the North Island. So yeah, but I hope to come
That's you know, quite a Kiwi route, too. That little tour, actually.
Oh yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm just stoked to be a part of it, you know, and the LAB boys have been real supportive as well. So it's cool.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations. I mean, you really, really deserve it. I just want everyone in the whole world to hear this album, to be quite honest. Aja, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute honour to talk to you and to talk about your music, and to get to play it is a real pleasure. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, thank you guys. Always massive support of Aria, and appreciate you calling me and having a chat this morning. So mihi nui kia koe. Kia koutou.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. And that was the wonderful, wonderful, insanely, immensely talented Aja there, talking about her brand new album, Kawai, which is out today. And I'm going to play the title track from that right now. Enjoy.
Wake up, love.